everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, on the unsolicited opinion, here on KHNC 1360.
Who say that if you debate and you disagree with this administration, somehow you're not patriotic, and we should stand up and say we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and welcome to the Unsolicited Opinion. How you doing today? I'll tell you, it is a great life if you don't weaken, that is for certain. So now listen, I got another great guest lined up, and she's going to be joining me after the first break. I want to give you some information to call into the show. 877-254-7524 is the number, 877-254-7524. And if you'd like to get in contact with me, my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. I have a lot of great info on the website. There will be a podcast of this show up on the website tonight, as well as links to my guest's website, so that you can go there, because they have a lot of great information. My guest will be joining me, is a wealth of information, so I know you're going to enjoy it. Please get in contact with me. Check out the tabs on my website. There's one that I'd like you to look at especially so, and that is the tab entitled UN Agenda 21, Sustainable Development, Dark Future. Please go there. Links to all kinds of information. If you have no clue what that is, and most of the American people do not have any idea what that is, then you need to go and find out. You need to really do the research. You need to get into the game. We are in a war here. This is a battle that we are in, whether it's not a declared war, but it is a war nonetheless. And you need to be able to fight, and the only way you're going to be able to fight that is if you arm yourself with the ammunition of knowledge, because knowledge is power, and knowledge and education is what is going to stop this assault on our freedom and liberty here in this country. And make no mistake about it, it is a direct assault on our freedom and liberty in this country. And this United Nations Agenda 21 Sustainable Development Plan is being implemented throughout the United States. It is at every level, and it is a direct assault on your property rights. And George Washington said that freedom and liberty and property rights go hand in hand. You cannot have one without the other. And that is a fact. That is not fiction. Our property rights in this country are unique throughout the world. They do not exist like they do here in the United States anywhere else in the world. And that has afforded the American people the opportunity to prosper and have a better life. And these globalists, who are implementing, along with a lot of useful idiots here in this country, as well as people who know exactly what they're doing, who are implementing this agenda, realize and recognize that the way that they will be successful is to deny the American people their right to property, and they are working strategically to make that happen. So you need to be just as strategic as they are. You need to be just as wise as they are. You need to understand who it is you're fighting against, how they operate, and how you can fight back against them and defeat them. Because I believe the American people, there are enough of us who value freedom and liberty. There are more of us than there are of them. And once the American people wake up, and once we've reached a critical mass of people who understand exactly what this assault on our freedom and liberty is, then I think that you will see a roar like none heard heretofore come out of the mouths of the American people, and we will trample on these people who have been denying us our property rights. We will stop them every which way that we possibly can. And the way we're going to do that is through knowledge. Again, I reiterate that all the time. The way that you fight this enemy is by education and a critical mass. And the way that you're going to do that is by getting up off your duff, move away from the television, and join in the fight. Because you have two choices, really, you do. And I say this frequently as well, but it is very, very true. You have a choice of either standing on your feet or you will die on your knees. There is no in-between in this battle that we're in. In this war that we're in, there is no in-between. Because only useful idiots think that somehow at the end of the day they're going to have a seat at the table. And they are called useful idiots, and they were called useful idiots historically by Lenin because he understood how stupid people can be, and they are idiots, and they don't recognize when they are being enslaved. Well, I have mentioned this as well previously. I knew in kindergarten I wasn't going to make a good slave, and I can tell you nothing has changed today, and I am a long way from kindergarten. That was a very long time ago, but I know one thing, that I am not going down without a fight, and neither are any of the guests that have been on my show. None of them are going down without a fight either, because we are going to stand up for freedom and liberty and the foundational principles that this great nation of ours was built on, and we're going to stand up and we're going to fight tooth and nail every step of the way. Guaranteed. No other way around it. That's just the way it is, and as Jackie Gleason used to say something like it is the way it is, I don't know, I can't think of it verbatim right now, it escapes me. But anyway, for those of you who remember the Jackie Gleason show, you know what I'm talking about. It is the way it is. Anyway, let me give you a little info on my guest, and then the number to call in today is 877-254-7524. Get in contact with me through my website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Listen, I need sponsors and advertisers. Listen, free speeches and free airtime costs money. If you like what you hear on this show, where I like to redistribute the truth one word at a time, then you need to help me do that. Go to my website. You can donate. You can sponsor. You can advertise. You can do anything you like. Hey. Listen, please, help me out. Go to my website. If you like what you hear, then help make it happen so that this will be able to continue. Now, let me tell you about my guest. Her name is Clarice Ryan, and I just actually providentially was lucky enough to stumble upon Clarice about a week and a half ago. She is from an organization called Montanans for Multiple Use, and that website is mtmultipleuse.org. She is going to join me to talk about conservation easements, and I am certain that there's a lot of people in Colorado who know all about those, especially the 200 or so ranchers who gave up 1 million acres of land in southeastern Colorado to conservation easements, only to be screwed in the end. So Clarice will be joining me after the break, and listen in, everybody. Hey, you need to know what's happening, and the only way you're going to know that is by paying attention and getting in the fight. Doesn't happen any other way. Can't sit in on the sideline here. It's just life. It's the way it is. Stand up and fight. Join us. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie, and we will be right back in about 2 minutes.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Air Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into this show today, the number to do that is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. And I'm very thrilled to welcome Clarice Ryan to my show today. Hi, Clarice. Thanks for coming on.
Oh, Maggie, it's so nice to hear from you, and I appreciate so much the opportunity to participate on your program today.
Well, I'm glad that you can. Listen, there's not enough people with a lot of information like you have out there, Clarice. So if I can help people like you get more information out to more people, that's the name of the game as far as I'm concerned. So now you sent me a lot of information via email, and let's start with talking about what is a conservation easement.
Well, the name conservation easement is somewhat misleading because as counties deal and property owners deal a lot with easements, which we're familiar with, usually to get a service across some private property, maybe an easement for a road or something. The conservation easement is kind of a building up on that term, which sounds very acceptable, but conservation easement is setting aside, actually you're splitting title to your private property and sharing it with a non-governmental organization, and they assume the authority or the right to dictate to you, according to a contract that you sign with them, dictate the use of your land. You have given up the control over your own property. The property owner, the real estate, is still under the title of the property owner. The property owner still pays all expenses, the taxes, the maintenance, and so forth. And the controller of the contract is basically now your supervisor.
Okay. So why are people entering into this then? What do they seek to gain out of it, if anything at all? And it doesn't sound to me like having somebody else control your land, but you get to pay all the taxes and expenses. It doesn't sound like a good deal to me. But why do people enter into these conservation easement deals, Clarice?
Well, they are presented in a very appealing manner. The conservation, we're all on the conservation kick. If you're into environmentalism and concern over the environment, conservation indicates that you are going to preserve something. You're going to preserve that land for the wildlife, for nature, and so forth. And this is pretty much the sales pitch, but the thing that really seems to be appealing to people in rural America, as you mentioned, there is a tremendous onslaught against property owners. And this has been happening so much throughout all of rural America. The farmers and ranchers are becoming very stressed with pressures of regulations by the federal agencies and legislation that is restricting more and more of their use and operation. And so they become financially stressed, and the land trust that comes in and offers a tax write-off, a reduction in your taxes, has a lot of appeal. So this is really one of the things that's primarily selling these conservation easements. Oftentimes they will also be offering to actually buy out their share of their share would be the control of your use, and with financial assistance and so forth. We're finding that property owners, they're being reduced in number. It's taking fewer and fewer farmers to provide for the food. About only 2% of our population now is in agriculture, where it used to be 40 to 50% in the early days. So we're finding that farmers and ranchers are aging. They are living on land that they love. They want to stay there. They don't want to give it up, so any financial aid that they can get, they are very apt to snap at it and try and take advantage of it. And the appeal is that you can do this, you continue staying on your land, and then your heirs can inherit it and they can do what they want. This is misleading, because whatever agreement you make in your contract follows in perpetuity with that title to the land. So you're making decisions for all future generations or all future owners.
So essentially what's happening is it really is a bait and switch. They're being sold a bill of goods, and from what I've read, these people really don't understand. For example, one person thought in perpetuity meant only 99 years, totally not understanding truly what in perpetuity meant. So these people, you know, they're desperate for a few extra dollars or a tax break, so they think they're doing something positive and wonderful, and don't we all love to have open space, right?
Absolutely. It's sold with a kind of a glamorous, almost patriotic aura to it, but really the thing that is pushing these ranchers into signing up for that contract is the financial benefits. And many times this may be quite substantial. And I think that the 200 ranchers down in the southeast corner of Colorado were actually, it helped them to be able to sell their rights. What they're doing is being able to stay on the land when they are not able to find adequate financing to stay in business. However, in that case, the state reneged on the contract, and foreclosures are going on right now. This is a very detailed example, but you are jeopardizing your future as well as all of your heirs when you sign up for a conservation easement. Many people think that they think of it only in terms of, I want to stay on this land that I love until I die, and then the kids can do what they want with it. This is not true. And there's only one time only reduction in your federal tax write-off that is available. So it becomes a real burden, because if you, as an example, the heirs may have inheritance tax, and they can't afford it. Normally, if they were inheriting property, they could sell off part of it, or they could get a loan from the bank or something. With a conservation easement on it, this is impossible, because there can be no changes in the contract. The terms of the contract are very rigid as far as what you can do. You're only allowed whatever property. You can draw up your own agreement, your own terms, to a certain extent, but those cannot be changed. And so you may be locked in to the expenses of that property forever. The larger the amount of acreage, the more difficult it is to dispose of it.
Well, one of the things that I had read in an article, Clarice, actually just this morning, was talking about the decreased value of that land, because you now have a split title. So if you needed to borrow money off and use your land as equity, well, since you don't own it 100% anymore, it's not, the title isn't 100% in your name, then banks are less likely, if at all, to give you any type of a loan on that property. Because you have, you know, the value's been decreased. There's a denial of future property use because these easements step in the way and stand in the way of making a buck off your land. And since very few of us are Ted Turner, who owns, what, half of Wyoming or half of Montana or something? Clarice, I don't even know what state he owns the majority of. But since very few of us have that kind of money to be able to just buy land and then allow it to sit idle and do nothing, you got to be able to make money off your land, or you can't own a large quantity of land to just have it sit there idle.
That's exactly right. And you cannot get a loan against conservation easement property because the banks will not come anywhere close to it. They will not issue loans on that. And then many farmers will go from season to season. They start out the season borrowing in order to get started with their crops and planting and so forth. They find after they have this conservation easement on it that this is impossible. They can't get that. And another thing that we find is that these are the requirements that are coming in from the environmental movement primarily, is the rules and regulations having to do with endangered species and so forth. There's an example that I ran across just recently of here in Montana. Someone had purchased over 15,000 acres of conservation easement land for use for raising cattle, for rangeland. Here in Montana, we have the Fish and Wildlife has introduced the gray wolf, which has become very prolific and are a real threat to our wildlife. They have been forcing the elk in the area to change their habits. They're moving in from the upper regions and the forested areas onto the lower land, and they're forming groups of 1,000 to a herd. Well, this is stressing the grass, the grazing capacity of that land. The rancher is now being told that he has to reduce his cattle. Well, he has to do it. There's no way that he can resist it. He's locked in to ranching and cattle production. Now, if he wants to resist this, his first thought is maybe just to sell off part of the property. He's unable to do that. The only way he can sell is to find somebody else who will accept 15,000 acres as one piece. So he can't do that. He's thinking about taking the land trust to court and questioning this. Any time either you take a land trust to court, or they can also sue you, and also they are able for a third party, like the environmental groups, saying that if this rancher doesn't do as he's told, he's jeopardizing the elk herd, he must reduce his cattle production, so they can sue. And in this, in all instances, the property owner is liable for all legal expenses for both the land trust and himself. Whether it's any type of legal situation, that landowner is going to be the lawsuit. The land trust can sue the property owner. The property owner can sue the land trust, and the third party can sue. In all cases, the property owner is liable for all legal expenses. So this is one of the biggest threats, I think, that is attached to conservation easements.
Well, it's a big scam.
Yes.
I mean, it's a scam. If you were to sue somebody who violated, for whatever reason, violated you in some respect or another, whatever that may be, why would you automatically have to pay their legal expenses? It's just absolutely nonsense.
Well, there are standards that have been set up. There was a program that was just about 2 years ago was started. It was entitled the Farm and Ranch Land Protection Program, and it was supposedly to preserve open space in rural America. And in the process of getting that through, the U.S. Forest Service bypassed our Congress completely, and they were able to initiate this, and we're seeing this more and more with our federal agencies. More and more are bypassing congressional oversight.
Okay.
Now, with this directive, in order to be qualify for the funding from the federal government, which in this case would be the Forest Legacy Program, there are a set of directives that are set up, which is, it falls under the Farm and Ranch Lands Protection Program under the USDA. Excuse me. And in going through all of these, that contract is any contract has to abide by all of the agreements and have that in the language of the contract in order to qualify for the funding that's available. And there's a lot of funding now coming out of the federal government. And what we're finding is that the that we are paying for our own buyout of our own private property in America.
Okay, on that note, Clarice, hang on. We'll come back in 3 minutes, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie, and we'll be right back.
Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show this morning, the number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. If you'd like to get in contact with me, my website is, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Listen, I need sponsors and advertisers, so, hey, if you like the redistribution of the truth as much as I do, then get in contact with me, and I will hook you up with the people at the station that can make that happen, so please do that. Now, my show is also heard on Sundays at noon Eastern Time on micro1650am.com, as well as replayed on NetTalk World and on TalkStream Live. And, of course, you can go right here to KHNC 1360 and listen to my show, either if you're in the Colorado area on the AM station out there, or you can hear it via streaming via the internet. So you got lots of choices, and I have a lot of great guests, including the one that's with me this morning, Clarice Ryan, who is from Montanans for Multiple Use, and that website is mtmultipleuse.org. So please go there. Lots of great information. So, Clarice, when we went to break, you were talking about the Farm Ranch Land Protection Program, which, of course, sounds so wonderful, doesn't it? All these terms they dream up are so just wonderful. It's just like mom and pop and apple pie and the American flag and patriotism. And in reality, it's like Nazi Germany and Hitler's on the march.
Absolutely.
That's how I kind
of
look at it.
This is typical of the movement that we're experiencing right now. If you ever read the book 1984, one of the things they brought out is how they use appealing terminology that means one thing to you, but something else to what their agenda is. I think that your point that people need to be educated to watch for this type of thing, and one of the most critical places right now that I experienced and just discovered that something is going on at our federal level. There are two bills, one through the House and one through the Senate, which would be enhancement or permanently enhancement of the tax deduction for conservation easements, which was established in 1986. It was the Internal Revenue Code whereby you could get a tax reduction. Now, tax reductions means that you're using the tax reduction to benefit a nonprofit organization operating in their own interests. So,
that doesn't even sound clear. Do you know what I mean? If you think, oh, you're going to get a tax deduction, you don't realize that it's for your own enslavement.
And it is at the expense of every taxpayer in the United States, because when you get a reduction on your property, it has to be compensated somewhere else. And what we are facing right now is a complete, the conservation easement is being used as the major tool throughout the United States to finish off buying up or getting under control of the government all private property. Now, the U.S. Forest Service, I was started to tell you about this this one initiative that they put through without Congress, which was about 2 years ago. They were expanding from what they've been concentrating on in western part of the United States, which is basically forest land, also BLM land. The western states have basically been eaten up by our federal government under various programs, under the Wildlands Project, Y2Y, Yellowstone to Yukon, all of this, corridors. If you look at the map of federal lands, you'll see how they have eroded it. Now the U.S. Forest Service is moving on into the Middle West with their National Grasslands Program. And this is massive because they are here taking over this. As the example I gave, ranch land of 10,000 to up to 20,000 acres of land at a chunk. And they're getting more and more aggressive. Now, what I find so threatening, just in the last 2 weeks, both our House and our Senate have bills going through. One was introduced on Tuesday, May 14th. Get this, Montanans. Max Baucus, our favorite senator, Democrat from Montana, put through, he has two co-signers on, it's S-339, Senate Bill S-339, Rural Heritage Conservation Extension Act of 2001. So he has 10 of his senators endorsing that. Now I'll go on to Tuesday, May 24th, just this last week, Representative Jim Gerlich, Republican out of Pennsylvania, has another bill in which he got, I cannot believe this, he got, let me see, how many?
About
258 House members to co-sign. This, to me, indicates that these people have absolutely no idea what they're signing for. They are guaranteeing forever now federal funding for a buyout of our private property. We've got to call and inform them and explain them of the dangers of this. If we lose our private property, that means that we are losing our basic foundation of our government, our free enterprise system goes completely against our Constitution.
Well, Clarice,
essential.
I can tell you that Jim Gerlach knows about sustainable development because I personally handed him, because I'm outside of Philly, I personally handed him information on UN Agenda 21 sustainable development. So he knows about it. I gave it to him. I put it in little palm of his little hand.
We've got to find out what it is that is winning over our congressmen.
You know what I think is winning over our congressmen? I think their palms are being greased. That's what I think. I think that they are being bought and paid off. This is the best Congress that money can buy. That's what's winning over these people that run on a platform of patriotism and they love their country. And then when they get there, they do everything that is exactly the opposite. So I think what's getting these congressmen to go along with this stuff is the good old dollar. That's what it is.
Well, whatever it is, it's very, very threatening. And the onslaught that you were talking about on private property is in not only on the land, but it's on the water. There have been bills that have attempted to be passed in the past that didn't make it. It was the Clean Water Act, H.R. 2018, and then also the S-787, which was the Clean Water Restoration Act, getting rid of the navigable water stipulation and replacing it with all water of the United States. Well, now, rather than go through Congress, Lisa Jackson, who's head of the EPA, is putting through a directive which is bypassing Congress. It's called New Clean Water Regulations. And there is a 60-day comment period on that, which ends on July 1st. Well, with this Clean Water Act, if they get control of all of our water, it not only means the water itself, but the land, because of the water quality, purification, and all purity and all of this, they are so sensitive to how you use it, what you put into it. They begin to control what you do, even. Your activities, your life, do you garden? Do you cut down trees that may get pollution?
Clarice, hold on that note. We've got to go to break, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie, and we will be right back in 2 minutes, so hang in there.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all tests for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Hey, everybody. everybody. This is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And the number to call into this show is 877-254-7524. And if you'd like to get in contact with me, my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Go there, check it out. The podcast of this show with my guest, Clarice Ryan, will be up tonight, but there's a link already on there under the tab entitled Podcast for her website, so please go there. And tons of information. Her website is Montanans for Multiple Use. That is mtmultipleuse.org. Clarice, I'm sorry I had to interrupt you when we went to break before, so pick up where you were. Okay. You had left off.
I don't want to leave this subject of the new legislation that's going through until I give the number. The House bill is H.R. 1964. And the Senate bill is S-339, and we really need to get on the phone and talk to these congressmen and let them know what they are actually doing. They're selling off our form of government, basically. They're losing our private property. There's another thing that we experienced just recently, and that was Obama wanted to set aside, using the Antiquities Act, he wanted to set aside 14 national monument sites throughout the United States. The largest one of them was to be in the northeast corner of Montana. It would have been 2.5 million acres. Any president can do this simply by signing his name. He doesn't have to go through Congress. And this had happened it's happened many times before, to set aside national monuments, and I think that the whole purpose initially was to maybe set aside battlegrounds or possibly a building or something like that. But what we have is an instance where in the Clinton administration, our first realization of the magnitude was when Clinton set aside the Staircase Escalante, which is 1.3 million acres. And then just before, a few days before he went out of office, he set aside 377,000 acres of the Upper Missouri River Breaks National Monument, which is in the northeast corner of Montana. So Obama, when he came in, he decided this is just wonderful. He'd set aside 13 million acres in 14 sites, and including this 2.5 million acres in Montana for a bison range. Well, the people of the northeast Montana descended upon the town of Malta when the director of the EPA, Robert Abbey, came in, and they let it be known that they would not accept this. However, the bison range is still not going to die. That whole idea was introduced several times in our last legislature, and they wanted to slip in just a few of the excess buffalo from Yellowstone Park. Well, this is just an example of our environmental movement, our endangered species, and our whole philosophy of going back in time. And it's the sustainability concept, agenda, goes back to sustainability that you mentioned, Agenda 21, that came out of the Rio Conference. And it's not going to die. We're going to have to fight this step by step. They're eating away at our private property, and it's essential that we take a stand. There are lots of rulings and set up. Conservation easement estate enabling statutes have been established. You get that through the Land Trust Alliance. It's a well-orchestrated plan that's in action, and we know that it's not just our legislators. It's coming. It's too well planned to not be from the United Nations level. And someone had sent me recently an article out of The Economist. He picked it up in London when he was there. The title of it was How We Connected Islands with Wolves. Well, wolves.
How we connect islands with wolves?
Yes. Now, when they imported illegally the gray wolf from Canada, which they can run 150 pounds. They're huge, and the resistance, the environmentalists said, oh, well, those ranchers just didn't want to share their little calves with them. And then those hunters are so greedy, they want all the elk for themselves so they can hunt them. Actually, it is a well-thought-out plan. That wolf is going to be reproducing at the rate of possibly 8 pups per litter, and they're attacking animals that are reproducing at 1, possibly twins, per year, the elk, the moose, and so forth. Well, mathematics tells you this cannot go on forever. They are
what also is true is the fact that there is no predator to
There's
a wolf.
No predator. So
there
they
are
a tool
so.
Of the wolf.
The wolf is the king
article,
of the food chain.
It reveals that they are planning, and I had been hearing, that they were planning on introducing these wolves throughout other countries, and certainly throughout all the states of the United States. They're killers. There was a horse, a very valuable, beautiful, healthy, strong horse, nice horse, in Hamilton, that was killed, and the county commissioner there told me that it took 2 wolves to bring in that big, strong horse. And most of the time, they always kill from the rear end. They kill by hamstringing a moose, as an example, so it can't run. And then they start eating the animal while it's still alive. This is what they are not telling the people.
Well,
the promoting the wolf
people
the poor, maligned people, wolves that people don't understand, and their sympathy goes out to it. It's almost religious in the way they respond. But the wolf is a real threat to our economy, to our way of life. And they are creating endangered species. They're endangering the whole species of elk, moose, all of the other wild animals. So the endangered species is not what they claim it to be. It's a tool that they manipulate. But anyway, in this article, they use the words UNESCO, Biosphere Connection Partnership, Introduction of the Gray Wolf. It has a picture of ecosystems of Yellowstone. Was their success story. Basically, they've almost wiped out the huge elk population of Yellowstone with the wolves that they introduced there. The National Geographic has been promoting all of this. They have got all of the airlines introduced in here to fly people into the Serengeti, the bison Serengeti that's planned for.
Clarice, on that note, we've got to go to break. Hang on, Clarice. We'll be right back, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion, and we will be right back in about 2 minutes.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245. An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
everybody. This is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you want to get in contact with me, The Unsolicited Opinion is the way to do that. And if you'd like to get in contact with my guest, Clarice Ryan, her website, Montana's for Multiple Use, and that is mtmultipleuse.org. A podcast of this show will be on my website tonight under the tab entitled Podcast, as well as a link to Clarice Ryan's website, which is already up there, actually, under the tab entitled Podcast. Listen, Clarice, I only have a couple more minutes, and I would love to have you come back on as soon as you can to continue to this discussion, because we've really only scratched the surface of what people really need to understand about conservation easements and how these different groups work to deny people the right to use their property, even to own property. Two more minutes, Clarice. What
summation of what we're facing with the conservation easements, and basically it's the land trusts that are promoting it mostly. NGO can sell a conservation easement, but also the federal agencies such as Fish and Wildlife. But there's another group that on this land and water bill is the tribes. The Indian reservations, they can sell them. Now, land trusts, these contracts are sold in perpetuity, which means forever. Well, businesses come and go. So that land trust could sell to another land trust. Most of the time, they will be selling their rights to your property, their partnership in your partner, to a governmental agency, like the U.S. Forest Service, Fish and Wildlife, and so forth. And they basically can make a tremendous amount of money within just a few minutes. They can buy that property from the, in our case, Plum Creek, bought almost a half a million acres, and flip it within just a few minutes, sign it, flip it, and make 20 to 160% profit on the sale. And this is one of the ways they're financing themselves. They also take lots of donations. The Elk Foundation is one of them that is an NGO. I checked a few states. You can look up, to get more information, you can look up Conservation Easement Incentive Act, and you will find a place where you can get the maps of all the states going even down into each county throughout the United States. I checked a little state of Connecticut, which I have had some contact with people that have informed me that basically there's no private land left at all in Connecticut.
Yeah, yeah.
And I found it was 98 NGOs in that little tiny state.
Active. Well, listen, Clarice, that note, because we've only got another minute left, so Clarice, I want to thank you for coming on my show. I'll definitely have you back as soon as you're able to come back, and we'll continue with that, because there's a lot of words that you've used that we need to define for everybody. Clarice Ryan was my guest today, Montanans for Multiple Use. That is mtmultipleuse.org. Clarice, thank you for coming on my show. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I enjoyed
participating. Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, listen, everybody, you know, go to Clarice's website. Lots of information on there. You really need to do that. You need to get in this fight. Listen, you got to stand up and fight. You don't want to be a slave, do you? Who in their right mind wants to be a slave? And I know the American people, listen, not everybody's doing drugs. There's a lot of people out there with clear minds and they're able to think clearly. So once you understand what it is being done to you, you're going to rise up and say, no, I don't think I'm going to go along with that game. So listen. Think clearly, get educated, go to Clarice's website, get in the game to fight back. We're in a battle here, kids. I hate to use the word game. I use that euphemistically, but really, we are in a battle. And keep your chin up. There are people in the world like Clarice fighting for you and I. I'll be back tomorrow. The sun will come up tomorrow. Take care, everybody.
Really? You know what Miss Gus said she was going to do to Toto? She says she
now,
was going to...
Now, Dorothy, dear, stop imagining things. You always get yourself into a fret over nothing. Now, you just help us out today and find yourself a place where you won't get into any trouble.
Some place where there isn't any trouble.
Do you suppose there is such a place, Toto?
There must be. It's not a place you can get to by a boat or a train. It's far, far away, behind the moon, beyond the rain. Chimney tops, that's where